Blog Talk Radio.
I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody that can save anybody. I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody that can save anybody. I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody that can save anybody. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm just a nobody. I'm talking about me. Trying to tell everybody about Jesus. I'm trying to tell them about Jesus that can save anybody. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry here on Blog Talk Radio. We're here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the air live. Amen. We want to welcome all callers. We want to welcome any new callers to the service today. Amen. We are so glad that you took time out of your busy day to be a part of the service today. Amen. We know that you could have been doing a lot of other things, but you chose to be here with us on Blog Talk Radio this day. So we just give God all the praise and the honor for your presence. Amen. Whether by web or by phone. Glory. Hallelujah. Just want to say happy Father's Day. Glory to God to all the fathers all around the world. This is your day. We do hope and pray that you had a great Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to my leader, Pastor Joseph Ryle. Amen. Happy Father's Day. And I love you, Pastor. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I have a couple of general announcements. I want to encourage you to get connected to WOW team. Amen. Without Walls Worldwide Ministries, which is under the leadership of Prophetess Yvonne A. Ryle. Amen. Glory to God. We are sharing and spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ all around the world. Amen. If you want to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministries, you can email Prophetess Yvonne at yrowell50@gmail.com, or you can connect with her on Facebook, Prophetess Yvonne A. Ryle. Amen. Also, Prophetess Yvonne has several ministries under her leadership and mentorship. First is the Hour of Power that comes on every Sunday evening at 6 o'clock p.m. to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The first half of the Hour of Power is the Prophetic Corner with Prophetess Martha from 6 o'clock to 6:30 p.m. The second half is Voice of Truth. Our ministry lane is your host from 6:30 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Mondays, we have Moment in the Spirit with Minister Michelle. This is a two-minute clip that will jumpstart your week off with the word to help build your faith, to strengthen you, to give you enough to go on, a faith to believe, faith to hold on. Amen. A powerful word from the Lord. Hallelujah. You can receive that by text or email with the offering of $25 or more. If you would like to get the warmth in the spirit, if you would connect with Prophetess Yvonne at the information that I gave to you earlier. Amen. Glory to God. On Tuesday night, we have One Word from the Lord with your host, Prophetess Yvonne Ryle, and Pastor Joseph Ryle. Hallelujah. At 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You want to be a part of that because we all need a word from the Lord. We all need a prophet in our lives, glory to God. So when a prophet comes, change comes, God Almighty. Glory to God. We just thank God for her and Pastor. Amen. And then on Saturday, we have Without Walls, Wild Radio. Amen. With Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So you want to be a part of these ministries. And as I said earlier, if you want to get connected to the WOW team, amen, with any of these ministries, we invite you. We want you to be a part of it. We love you. Glory to God. Get connected to with our WOW Worldwide Ministries, amen. And you get connected through Prophetess Yvonne Ryle. Amen. Glory to God. That is all of our announcements for today. We do hope and pray everyone had a good day today. Amen. I am going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father God, we just thank you for this day, Father. We thank you for allowing us to see another day. We thank you, Father God, for watching over us while we slept and slumber last night. We thank you for providing for us. We thank you for your healing and deliverance in our lives. Father God, we just give you praise and honor and glory, Father. We come today to worship you. We come to magnify your name. We come to glorify your name. We come to praise your name, for you are worthy of all our praises. We come to exalt your name on high, for you are God and there is no other God. Father God, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we magnify your name. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for Jesus coming. We thank you, Father, for Jesus. We thank you for the blood that he shed on Calvary, that all might be saved, healed, and delivered. Oh, God, we just praise your name, for you are God. Oh, we just give you praise and we glorify you. We worship you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for you're worthy of all our praises. Oh God, we just thank you right now, Father, for a soul that's going to be saved. Oh, glory to God. We're going to pray in advance for it right now, God, in the name of Jesus. But you said in your word, glory to God, that Jesus came, that all might be saved, healed, delivered, and set free. And we thank you right now, Lord, that somebody's going to come out of sin, oh God, and choose this day who they're going to serve, oh God. We just give you praise for it right now, God. Hallelujah. We just pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus for the sick. We pray for the shut-ins. We pray for bereaved families all over the world, Father. We pray for healing. We pray for deliverance, Father. We pray for comfort in you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. But we know that perfect peace comes from you. From you, oh God, and only you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Oh, Father God, protect the children all over the land, oh God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh Father, protect the children, God. Oh, hallelujah. God, we give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory, for you are worthy of all our praises. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. As the Son said, oh, what a mighty, mighty God we serve. He is so awesome. He's a mighty God. He got all power in his hands. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thanking God for this day. Glory to God. The message will come from St. Mark. Amen. This is a part two from last week. Glory to God. St. Mark chapter number one. Glory to God. And the word of God reads, in the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophet, behold, I send thy messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. Talking about Jesus coming. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Get ready. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make the path straight. John did baptize in the wilderness and preached the baptism of repentance for the remission of sin. Glory to God. And there went out into all the land of Judea and they of Jerusalem and were all baptized of him in the river of Jordan, confessing their sins. And John was clothed within camel's hair and with a girdle of skin about his loins, and he did eat locusts and wild honey, and preached, saying, there cometh one mightier than I after me, the latch of whose shoes I'm not worthy to stoop down and unloose. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Talking about Jesus. I indeed have baptized you with water, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. We're going to stop right there. But let me read 9. Amen. Verse number 9 in Mark 1. And it came to pass in those days that John came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized of John in the Jordan. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord. Jesus came and was baptized by John the Baptist. The title of the message today is last week, John the Baptist, the message of the gospel, preparing the way for Jesus. Glory to God. But last week we did read Isaiah 40:3, and I'm going to read it because when God called me to preach the gospel and chose me to preach the gospel, see, I can always preach out of the New Testament, but I also can prove it with the Old Testament. Glory to God. And Isaiah 40:3 reads, the word of God reads, "The voice of him that cries in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain." And you can also go into different Matthews also and different of the Gospels and read about John the Baptist. When you hear about the voice in the wilderness, it's talking about John. Hallelujah. Last week we talked about how John was chosen before he was in his mother's womb and how Gabriel the angel had went forth with the message. See, God would always send forth a messenger. Glory to God. When it's about to be a change, glory to God, God will send forth a messenger. But the Bible says that God sent forth a messenger to the parents of John the Baptist. He talked to them and let them know that they would be given birth to a son and his name shall be John. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. And the Bible says that he would make way for Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. John was anointed even in his mother's womb. Glory to God. But the Bible says that when John came, when Mary came, glory to God, to meet Elizabeth, that the baby, which is John in the womb, leaped in the womb. Good God Almighty. Glory to God. The message was about to come forth. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. The Bible says that John the Baptist was the messenger of the gospel. It began with him. Glory to God, because it says in the beginning, glory to God. Oh, hallelujah, because John would be the first one. Glory to God. He was talking about the kingdom. Hallelujah to Jesus. It's the beginning. It's the moment that Jesus walked into the Jordan River. Glory to God. The gospel began. Oh, glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. It began with John the Baptist. Hallelujah to Jesus. Now, the Bible says that John the Baptist received the word in the wilderness. And the Bible said that John was preaching a message of repentance and sin down in Judea in the wilderness. Glory to God. He said, make ye ready, get ready for the coming of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. In other words, he was talking about the kingdom. Jesus is the kingdom. Glory, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. It began with him. Even though John did not live to see the crucifixion, it began with him. The Bible says that the gospel that Jesus lived, he died and he rose again. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, what an awesome God we serve. Hallelujah. John, the messenger of the gospel, brought forth message of repentance and sin. Not as we hear a lot of message today. Glory to God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The message of John talked about repentance and it talked about sin. He was warning the people that it was time to get right. It was time to live right. It was time to do right. That they needed to get a do right spirit. Glory to God, because Jesus was to come. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. His message was a very odd one. It was very different. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Than the religious messages of today. Glory to God. Where they don't want to talk about sin anymore in their messages. Glory to God. Where they only want to talk about prosperity and houses on the hill and cars and money. Glory to God. They are not preaching about Christ. They're not preaching the gospel. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. For it is only the gospel that will save. It is only the word of God that will save a soul. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. We got so many people going gone in and out of the church, unsaved and leaving unsaved, glory to God, living in sin, coming out of the church in sin, glory to God, hallelujah, needing healing, needing deliverance, glory to God. But the religious leaders of the day, glory to God, are not preaching the gospel as it's supposed to be preached. See, the Bible says that John preached the gospel. Oh, glory to God. He was a messenger, and he didn't turn away from the message. He preached the gospel. He did not care what the religious leaders said. He was committed and faithful to what God said. Glory to God. Because he knew that Jesus was coming. Glory to God. And he knew, glory to God, if he did not preach, hallelujah, if he did not preach the kingdom, if he did not preach about Jesus, glory to God, no souls would be saved. It's not about anybody else's word. It's about the word that's in the Bible. It's about the word of God that heals, delivers, and sets free. The message of the gospel messenger. Hallelujah to Jesus. Ah, John, he preached about sin. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. He preached about the hell fire. Glory to God. He preached about repentance. Well, you say, I don't know about repentance. Ah, glory to God. Well, let me school you. Glory to God. Repentance means change your life around 101 degrees. That means to live right, talk right, act right, get rid of the friends that don't want to do right, glory to God, and live for Jesus, because Jesus is soon to return. Glory to God. When God began to send forth messages of the gospel, Jesus Christ is soon to return. You must be ready. Glory to God. You must receive the gospel. You must receive the word. You must believe in the word. You must believe in Jesus. You must believe the gospel in order to be saved. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory, glory, hallelujah. John the Baptist, the messenger of the gospel. Hallelujah. His message would not even be possible today. His father wouldn't even let him in the pulpit, because he preached the truth. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. They probably wouldn't even let him in there. Glory to God. Because nobody wants to hear the truth anymore. Oh, they want to hear down watered down messages. They don't want to hear the truth of the gospel, that you can't live in sin and live for Jesus. You can't hold the hand of the devil and God too. Glory to God. You can't have two masters. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. You can't live in the sin of adultery. You can't live in the sin of fornication. You can't live in a relationship that is unnatural. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sin killeth the soul of man. What God had made a way, hallelujah, to Jesus through his son, Jesus Christ, that all might have life through him. John the Baptist was chosen. He was sent by God to be the messenger of the gospel. Hallelujah. Everybody ain't called for it. Everybody ain't chosen for it. You have to be chosen as John was chosen. For your ministry to be effective, you must be chosen by God. The Bible says that when John the Baptist, glory to God, he was placed into prison. Glory to God. Why was he placed in prison? Why was he persecuted? Glory to God. Because he preached the truth of the gospel. Glory to God. But if you look in the same chapter, hallelujah to Jesus, the Bible says that John was placed into jail. Glory to God. And Jesus himself began to preach the gospel of the kingdom of God. Glory to God. It was his earthly ministry. Hallelujah to Jesus. You must be chosen. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. And the Bible says, hallelujah, that the time had been fulfilled and that the kingdom of God was at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel of Jesus. Repent ye and believe the gospel of Jesus. Repent ye and believe the gospel of Jesus. For Jesus Christ is soon to return. Glory to God. In John's time and John day, hallelujah to Jesus. As I said earlier, John did not see the resurrection. He did not see the crucifixion. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God, because they beheaded him. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. But the other disciples, they were there. They lived when Jesus lived, when he died and he rose again. They were there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus is the gospel. He is the word. Glory to God. Mary was pregnant with the word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. of Jesus. That's why the Bible says that he became flesh and he dwelled among us. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. Good God Almighty, the Word already existed. Glory to God. And Mary was the carrier of the Word. And the Word became flesh and it dwelled among us. And nobody wanted the Word. That's what the Bible says. They rejected him. Glory to God. As they're doing today. Glory to God. Just as it was in John's day, just as it was in Noah's day, glory to God, God sent forth Noah. He was a messenger. Glory to God. Nobody was getting ready. They was eating and drinking and getting married, just like they're doing today. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. God sends forth a messenger. But there's a lot of sin in the land. When people are doing everything that they're big and bad enough to do, they don't respect the house of God. They're doing everything in the house of God, living any kind of way. Glory to God. Hypocrite. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Matter of fact, John called them a generation of vipers. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. See, John preached truth. Glory to God. And he was committed to, and he had confidence. Hallelujah, that preached the truth, that somebody could get saved. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. John the Baptist, the messenger of the gospel. God is getting ready to send forth messengers all over the land. All over the land. All over the land. People are going to hear messages of the gospel. Nothing but the gospel, because it's the only thing that's going to save them. It is the only thing that's going to keep you is the word. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. People you never heard of before. It won't be connected to the big churches that you think they are. Glory to God. There's nothing wrong with it. Don't get caught up in denominations. Don't get caught up in names that's tied to big churches. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. But get tied up with the word of God. Hallelujah. Because God got true messengers. And many people don't want the truth. So they don't want the true messenger. See, John was a true messenger of God. He was already ordained from the heaven. He received the word in the wilderness. Hallelujah. Some of us, glory to God, received the word in the wilderness, God Almighty. It was in the wilderness that God got us ready. Glory to God. It was down in the wilderness. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It was down in the wilderness that God was getting us ready. Hallelujah, to do the work and to preach the truth of the gospel. Glory to God. To be a messenger of the gospel. Glory to God. We can't sway from it. We can't sway from it. Glory to God. Souls are being lost because people are not preaching the truth of the gospel. Glory to God. They're not preaching the truth of the message of the gospel of Jesus. Glory to God. It's about Jesus. Glory to God. It's about the blood that he shed for remission of sin, forgiveness of sin. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's time for the world. Hallelujah. To turn back to God. Turn away from sin. And come back to God. Thank God. Now is the time to come back to God. Hallelujah. While you still have time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. John the Baptist. Hallelujah. Is where the gospel began. Glory to God. Of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Jesus came because he loved you. God sent Jesus out of love for the whole world. That's why John says in the word of God, hallelujah to Jesus. He says, I'm not the Christ, but it's one coming. Glory to God. Who's going to baptize you with the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. John was the messenger of the gospel that was chosen by God himself. You must be chosen. Glory to God. You can't save nobody. I can't save nobody. Glory to God. It's only the word of God and the spirit that dwells in the messenger. Glory to God. And it must be a true spirit of God. That's why God said, test the spirit. spirit, so that you will know a true spirit of God when you hear it. Many people don't know a true spirit, glory to God, when they hear it. They don't even know it when they see it. They began to fight against the truth, glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. And I know, because God has allowed me to see. I'm not telling you what nobody else has told me, but I have seen and heard. People don't know the true spirit of God. They don't know it when they walk into church. Glory to God. They don't know it. That's why if you don't know it, you get in the word. So you will know the true spirit. Take your Bible with you. Glory to God. So that you will know what the true spirit is. Glory to God. It's not tied to a big church. It ain't tied to none of that. Glory to God. But it's tied to the word. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah to Jesus. We must get ready for his return. Glory to God. For Jesus is soon to return. No, we do not know the day nor the hour when he's going to return. But just like it was in Noah's day, when Noah was building the ark and took him 120-something years, nobody was still ready because they didn't receive the truth of the message. Because they laughed and they talked about it and they looked at him as nobody. But God will take a nobody and make him into somebody. He'll take the ones that you think, glory to God, that are ignorant and don't have any sin. Let's just say it about the disciples. These are ignorant men, but they know the gospel. Glory to God. Nobody knew the gospel. They were chosen by God. God had sent them forth. The world didn't send them. God sent them. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. God will take a nobody to tell somebody about Jesus. Glory to God. Don't judge a book by its cover, because you don't know what they've been through. You don't know what the anointing caused them on their lives. You don't know what they've been through. You don't know why God chose them. He might have chosen them because he thought because they were faithful. He knew that they were going to be committed to him, the preacher of God. But he knew that John was going to be committed. He knew John wasn't going to change it. He wasn't going to try to water down the message to please the world. Glory to God. He knew that John was going to preach the truth. And John preached the truth. Glory to God. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. John the Baptist and his message of repentance and sin. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. The Bible says, glory to God, hallelujah, that God would send forth a son into the world, and his name shall be called Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus, and he shall save his people from their sins. Glory to God, hallelujah. If you don't know Jesus, hallelujah, it's time now to get your life right with God. It's time now to come out of the world of sin. It's time now to get to know the Savior. Glory to God. Will you receive him today? Glory to God. As your Lord and Savior today, will you receive the gospel today? Oh, God, I thank him right now for his message. Oh, God, we just praise you right now. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Sometimes you have to walk by yourself. Hallelujah. But don't let nobody hold you down and see you. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, because you are the only one that can make the choice to choose to live this day for the Savior. He came and died upon the cross that you might have life through him. Glory to God. If you are not saved, hallelujah, glory to God. If you need to recommit your life to Christ, glory to God. If you're a backslider, you need to come on back to Jesus while you still got time. Glory to God. If you have said this prayer with me, Lord, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sins. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. I believe the gospel message. Glory to God that Jesus lived, died, and rose again just for me. I believe that you love me, and I believe that you died for me. Glory to God. And if you said this prayer and you honestly repent of your sin, be saved and change your life today. Find your Bible, believe in church, get your Bible and begin to read it. Develop your relationship with Christ. Amen. Leave me a message on Facebook or Prophetess Yvonne Round, if you have given your life to Christ today, because we want to get with you and we want to help you and guide you on this journey of faith. Amen. We want to pray for you as well. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Got to get out of here. Running out of time. Amen. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you fatherless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, I say, you be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. Have a blessed week in the name of the Lord. Know that we love you and be blessed.